N-A-B-I-S-C-O. Nabisco is the name to know. For a breakfast you can't beat. Eat Nabisco shredded wheat. Keen eyes fixed on a flying target. A gleaming arrow set against a rawhide string. A strong bow bent almost to the breaking point. And then... Great Arrow! Nabisco Shredded Wheat presents Great Arrow, a new thrilling adventure story from the exciting days of the Old West. To friends and neighbors alike, Steve Adams appeared to be nothing more than the young owner of the Broken Bow cattle spread. But when danger threatened innocent people, and when evildoers plotted against justice, then Steve Adams' rancher disappeared. And in his place came a mysterious stalwart Indian, wearing the dress and war paint of a Comanche, riding the great golden Palomino Fury, galloping out of the darkness to take up the cause of law and order throughout the West, comes the legendary figure of Great Arrow. During most of the year, only two trains a week came through Longhorn Junction, blowing their whistles and never stopping. But in the fall, Longhorn Junction woke up. The loading pens were strengthened. The rows of empty cars lined the siding, ready to take on the thousands of cattle that would be brought in off the range. The town filled up with buyers from the east, ready to pay spot cash. And along with them came other men, dishonest men, scheming to get their hands on that cash any way they could.
I tell you, I got it all figured out, Slagle. You and me are going to take over the Rockin' W trail herd and leave here with a fistful of cash.
Why don't we just hold up one of the cattle buyers?
Don't be loco, Slagle. The town's busting with lawmen. My way is better.
How?
The Rockin' W ranch is a long ways off, ain't it? Old man Williams is down with rheumatiz, so he can't even set a horse. He'll have to send somebody else as trail boss.
You mean with the herd? Here at Longhorn to sell the cattle?
Yeah,
his foreman will handle the selling, sure.
Slagle, there's a new cattle buyer in town. He's eager to buy, and he don't know one foreman from another.
I still don't savvy.
It's simple. We just... hold on. Here he comes now.
Who's that?
That new cattle buyer I was telling you about. Now, you follow my lead, Slagle. Don't act surprised no matter what I tell him. Well, howdy, Granger.
Good morning, gentlemen. I came down to look at the loading pens. Won't be long before they're choked with steers, eh?
Yeah, that's right, Mr. Granger. Say. Shake hands with Cal Slagle.
How do you do, Granger?
You'll be seeing him again pretty soon. He's foreman of the Rockin' W.
Burly,
I... Yes, sir, the foreman. When he gets here with the Rockin' W cattle, he'll sell them to you for a fair price. Won't you, Slagle?
Slagle, you will let me make the first offer, won't you? See, I'm new here, and the other cattle buyers have me at a disadvantage. I'll give you a fair price.
Well, that's mighty nice of you, Granger. I'll be glad to deal with you.
Several days later, far from Longhorn, the Rocking W cattle were ready to take the trail. Steve Adams and Packy, who had come over from the Broken Bow to help with the roundup, said goodbye to Williams and his trail boss, Bob Kincaid.
Sure you and Packy won't come to Longhorn with the herd, Miss Adams? Mr. Williams would feel a heap sight safer having you two along with me.
Now, Kincaid, you know I trust you.
Oh, I'll get him to Longhorn, but I ain't used to dealing with cattle buyers, Mr. Williams. I might get cheated.
You better not, boy. The whole future of my ranch is tied up in them steers.
You don't have to worry, Williams. They'll bring a fair price.
Kino, there ain't no trick to it, Kincaid. Just set the cattle buyers bidding against one another till you get the best offer, that's all.
Yeah, but don't take any checks, boy. Remember that. It's got to be cash, savvy? Hard cash.
I'll remember, Mr. Williams.
All right, you buckaroos. Start that herd moving. Trot them along.
Days later, as the Rocking W herd moved through a narrow pass,
There they come, Slagle.
Yeah, Denver, that's the Rockin' W right enough. I can make out the brand.
We got the trail crew out number 2-1.
Yep. All right now, gents. Just like Burley told me when I said adios, Longhorn, this is where we take Rockin' W over. You all set? All right. Put spurs to your horses. Sling plenty of lead. Here we go!
Hey, things are getting mighty exciting, aren't they? But while Slagle and Denver are putting spurs to their horses, why, here's a good way to put a spur to your energy every morning. Eat a couple of big, toasty Nabisco shredded wheat biscuits with sugar and cream. Mmm, those crisp, toasty shreds of natural whole wheat give you heaps of flavor in each delicious bite. You get heaps of energy and nourishment, too, in good Nabisco shredded wheat. Look for that Niagara Falls package when you shop. That's a sure sign of the original shredded wheat product. And listen in just a few minutes when I'll tell you about a brand new Straight Arrow offer that's going to be a big thrill for everybody. While heading for Longhorn Junction, the Rocking W trail herd is ambushed.
All right, boys, fight them down!
Before Bob Kincaid can rally his men, Slagle and his outlaw crew sweep down with guns blazing, pouring a hail of lead at the surprised cowboys. In a few moments, all resistance is put down.
All right, that's it, gents. Tie them up good. All that's left of them. Denver.
Yeah, right here, Slagle. You want me to head for Longhorn?
Yeah, as fast as you can prod your pony. Tell Burley everything went off like clockwork. Tell him we'll roll into Longhorn in 3 or 4 days. You know where to locate
him. I'll find him. Adios. Come on.
Now, where's the foreman of this outfit? Which one of the foreman, boys?
Right here, Slagle. His name's Kincaid.
Kincaid, eh? Well, pleased to meet up with you, mister.
I ain't. If I wasn't tied up, I'd show you plenty. Gunning down my men, rustling cattle.
Mister, you got us dead wrong. We ain't changing a single brand. All we're going to do is collect the cash ourselves.
Collect the cash?
Yeah. You and your waddies will be kept prisoners. We got a cabin up in the hills. As for the Rockin' W trail herd, when it pulls into Longhorn...
So that's it. You'll make out like you're off for Rockin' W. You sell the beef and collect the money. Why, you ornery sideline, I'm fool.
Stop wrestling, you can't get loose. It's all over but the shouting.
But Slagle and Burley have not taken account of one thing. When Steve Adams and Packy left the Rocking W, they did not return to the Broken Bowl.
Steve, this is the way to Longhorn Junction. Didn't you turn down Kincaid when he asked us to go along with him?
I did, Packy. He's trail boss, and it's better for him to stand on his own feet. But he's inexperienced when it comes to selling cattle, so I figured...
Keno, our Savvy. This way, we'll be in Longhorn before the Rockin' W pulls in. We just stick around, make certain he don't get cheated. Is that it, Steve?
That's it, Packy. In a town like Longhorn Junction, you never know what might happen. Hit it, Packy. Hey, get along. Hey.
Packy arrived, Longhorn was bursting at the seams. Cattle milled through the streets, raising dust that covered every house and storefront. Carefree waddies in off the range for the first time in months, hooked and hollered, their pockets loaded down with pay cash.
Get out of the way, gents. I'm a return snorter, and it's my night to haul.
The hitching rails were lined solid with horses of every description. Mustangs, broncs, quarter horses. And as Steve and Packy finally tied up in front of the Alkali Cafe, they were almost bowled over by a late arrival.
Hey, what in blazes? That Mustang almost stepped on my boot. What's all fired rush?
Get out of my way, Waddy. I got no time for pilgrims.
Pilgrims? Why, you lucky...
Easy, Packy. Go ahead, stranger.
I am to, mister, without no orders from you.
Steve,
What'd you hold me back for? That high
Simmer down, Packy. Simmer down. He's just in off the range. Reckon he's a mite ornery from being penned up too long.
Busted right past without even a buy your leave. There he goes into the cafe. Probably shoot up the town before he's through.
Stop fretting, partner. It'll be a while before the Rockin' W gets here. Might as well get used to the... Now, that's odd.
Huh?
The horse that gent was riding.
Well, what about it? Just a plain buckskin?
The brand, Packy. Here, on his quarter. That gent was riding a Rockin' W pony.
Hey, Denver, over this way. Everything all set, Denver?
Yeah, barely all set. Came straight off the trail. Everything went smooth as goose grease. We gunned down two of them and grabbed the others.
Slagle coming in?
Yeah, him and the boys. Hey, that cattle buyer all fixed?
Granger? He's so eager to prove up to his company, he'll buy first and ask questions later.
Hey, I got something else in the bargain, Burley. Got me a right nice pony.
Huh?
Yeah, I lost mine in the fracas, so I took one of the Rockin' W's. Who's plenty fast, too. I got here just...
Denver. Denver, that gent's looking at you. Who is he?
Oh, no, Burley. He was out at the hitching rail when I come in. Hey, what's the matter, stranger? Your partner's still riled?
You're dang tootin', I'm riled.
No, Packy. We came in to ask a couple of questions.
Questions?
Oh, not for you, stranger. This gent with you. Mister, is Kincaid in town already?
Kincaid?
Easy, Denver. Who is Kincaid?
Why, he knows. Foreman of the Rockin' W.
Foreman of the Rockin' W. Well, now, mister, I hear a gent named Slagle is the foreman.
Then you hear wrong. His name is Kincaid. Say, what's eating you two? You are off the Rockin' W, aren't you?
Never heard of it.
Never heard? Packy. But you're...
Well, we made a mistake, gents. Sorry to have troubled you.
Denver, you look wicked.
What did I do?
Saying you never heard of the Rockin' W when your horse wears the brand?
You mean they spotted it?
Didn't you hear the gent called Packy right after the other one cut him off? Sure, they spotted it.
They don't look like lawmen. What can they do?
I don't know, Denver. But with Slagle showing up soon, I don't aim to leave nothing to chance. On your feet, Denver. Or keep an eye on them two hombres just in case.
Their suspicions aroused, Steve and Packy decided to poke around town and see what they could find out. At first, they had no luck.
Steve, we must have been barking up the wrong tree. There ain't nothing wrong. That Denver gent must have bought that horse.
I denied ever hearing of the Rockin' W, Packy. And why did Burley say a man named Slagle was foreman?
Just talk, Steve.
You got a hunch it's more than that. We've learned what Burley's reputation is since we've been here. It's not good.
Yeah, you know, it sure ain't. Mighty shady character. But that don't signify, Steve. We'll get the straight of it when the Rockin' W pulls into town.
Oh, pardon me, gentlemen. Did I hear you mention the Rockin' W?
Who are you?
Granger's my name. I'm a cattle buyer. Say, you're not cattle buyers, too, are you?
No, we're not.
Oh, you have cattle for sale, then?
Nope. Just happened into town.
Oh, I see. I haven't been doing well so far. I'm new at this game. But at least there's one herd I'm sure of getting from my packing company. The Rocking W.
I wouldn't count on it, mister.
I certainly shall. I've practically got an option from the foreman himself. A man named...
Kincaid?
Kincaid? Why, no. His name is Slagle. I met him here in town 2 weeks ago. He said...
Packy down. Hit the dirt.
My goodness. Gentlemen. You're not hurt.
No. We're all right. Thanks.
These cattle towns, roistering cowboys, shooting off guns. Well, it almost looked as if he shot at you deliberately. But, of course, that's impossible.
Yeah. Did you get a good look at him, Granger?
No. Oh, none at all. And the less I see of any of them, the better. I'm going back to my hotel.
Steve, I got a look at that varmint.
Yeah, it was Denver.
Chino, and it weren't no accident. He tried to gun us down. Steve, what in tarnation's going on?
We'll find the answer out on the trail.
Huh?
Livery stable's right around the corner. Let's saddle up, partner. I want to get a look at the Rockin' W trail herd. A good close look.
There's the crew sitting around the campfire.
We're walking our horses right in.
We've got to see their faces close up.
Who's that? Who's there?
Hold up, Packy.
Hold it there. You! Out there! Speak up!
Steve, they got the guns out.
Look, Packy, that's not Kincaid and his crew. Every one of them's a stranger.
Yeah, Steve, every last one.
Slagle, say the word and pull trigger.
Did you hear that? Slagle. He called the boss Slagle.
That's all we need to know. Hit leather, Packy.
Hit him! Shoot! Blow in the saddle, partner. They can't get it.
We're out of range, Steve. What are we going
to
do?
There's only one answer to that. Packy, there's a mystery here. But Burley and Denver know me by sight, so I can't solve it as Steve Adams.
You're heading for Sundown Valley?
Yeah, Packy. For Sundown Valley and the cave of Straight Arrow.
A short distance from the Broken Bow Ranch house lay Sundown Valley, and in it, through a secret entrance known only to Steve Adams and Packy, a vast subterranean cave. The walls of the cave glitter with crystals of gold. From an unknown source comes light that spreads a shimmering gleam everywhere. And standing in the glowing light is a great golden palomino.
Easy there, big heart.
A Comanche bow and Comanche arrows hang on the wall. There is Comanche war paint, Comanche garb. In a moment, Steve Adams' rancher is gone and in his place.
Yes, jury, it is I, Straight Arrow.
A clatter of hoofs in the vast vaulted cave. An Indian war whoop that rings from the glittering rock. Out into the open gallops the great golden palomino Fury. And riding bareback, clad in Indian garb from head to toe, Great Arrow on the trail of justice.
Hello, Patty.
I'm with you, Straight Arrow. Get up there, Pink.
Say, oh say, here it is, the wonderful, exciting offer I've just been waiting to tell you about. You know, the mark of Straight Arrow is the little gold arrow he leaves wherever he goes. Well, how'd you like to have one of your very own, a shining gold color arrow, the same shape as Straight Arrow's own golden arrow, and made as a clip for you to wear? And it's yours when you send 15 cents and one box top from a package of the original Niagara Falls shredded wheat. Sound good? You bet it does. Everyone in the family will want one. Now, come here, son, and look at this.
Hey, that's for me. A gold arrow clip, just like the arrow Straight Arrow has. Well, I wear it for a clip of my tie. Sis will want one as a barrette for a hair, and Dad can use it as a clip for his phone money. And I'll bet Mother would like one to wear in her dresses. Say, that's really smooth.
You bet it is. Smooth for boys and girls, Dad and Mother. Everyone will like it. So be the first in your neighborhood to wear this useful symbol of Straight Arrow. Just send 15 cents with one Nabisco shredded wheat box top, and your own Straight Arrow clip will be delivered at your door. So get your pencil ready. Get set to write down the address at the end of tonight's story. Leaving Sundown Valley in the hidden cave, Straight Arrow and Packy gallop along the back trail left by the rocking W herd. In the moonlight, the red man's keen eyes can read signs that no white man can make out.
Whoa, steady, Fury.
Hold there, Pete. Oh, boy, hold. Yeah, spotted something, Straight Arrow?
There, glittering in the moonlight. Empty cartridges, Packy.
There was a fight, huh?
The signs are several days old, but they are not difficult to read. Cattle, men ambushed, fighting.
Trail herd moves slow. A couple of days ago, the Rockin' W would have been right around this very spot.
Yes. Here is where the attackers came down into the pass.
Sure they wasn't going up, steady down?
No. The marks of their hoofs show their ponies were heading downhill.
This Slagle polecat. Him and his gunslingers, huh?
Yes. Kincaid was attacked. He and his trail crew taken by surprise. Then, Packy, look there.
Huh? Kino. Marks in the ground, moving away from the trail.
Five, six horses.
and notice how they go.
Yeah, looks like four of them single file and two others off to one side like they held guns on them. You fit the figure that Schlegel sent Kincaid and the others off with a couple of men to guard them?
I am certain of it. The trail leads into the hills where it is easy to hide prisoners. And it will be just as easy to find them. Up, Curie!
Get along there, Pete! Pete!
Several hours later, outside a small cabin in a mountain clearing. Inside, there are four men tied to chairs and two men guarding them.
Yeah, spotted them through the window.
I made no sound to alarm the bad men. Now follow me. Leave Paint and Fury here.
Chino.
We shall charge the door before the bad men know there is anyone within 50 miles of here.
Get the Frankie!
No, you don't, you hermit! Drop that gun!
Hey,
Red, get
let
go of me,
Indian.
Let go.
I will let go.
What's going on? It's an engine raid. I can make out by the fire.
No, Kincaid. Not a raid. You and your men need not be alarmed. We are your friends.
Friends? That's mighty good news. Red man, we was drag gulched. Polecat named Slagle.
Yes, Kincaid. We already know.
You already know? Say, who are you?
Kincaid, this here's Straight Arrow.
Straight Arrow? Boys, you hear that? We're safe.
Wait, it is not that simple.
Sure it is, Red Man. Untie us, that's all. Then we'll light out after the Rockin' W cattle.
In a few hours, the cattle will be in the loading pens at Longhorn Junction. Slagle and two men named Burley and Denver have already arranged to sell them to a buyer named Granger.
Already arranged? But those are Williams' cattle. Whatever they bring belongs to Williams.
Granger does not know Williams. He will buy from Slagle.
Get us free. We gotta get there.
Packy, their horses are outside. Untie these men. Go to Longhorn Junction at once.
Chino.
Do all you can to hold up the sail.
We'll do our... Hey, Straight Arrow, hold on. Where are you going?
Went out the door.
Yeah, Kincaid. Straight Arrow!
Up,
Straight Arrow!
Was that the Red Man? Where'd he go?
I don't know, Kincaid. Him and Fury just lit out, that's all.
But he said...
Never mind. I don't know where he's heading any more than you. But we ain't got time to powwow. The Rockin' W cattle will be in Longhorn Junction by morning. We got to make tracks.
Toward noon the next day, the Rockin' W steers were in the loading pens and already counted. And with Burley and Denver standing by, Slagle prepared to take payment from the cattle buyer, Granger.
Well, there you are, Granger. 400 head of prime beef. $10 a head, that comes to 4,000. Make sure it's cash.
Yes, yes. Burley here has already told me that Mr. Williams prefers cash.
Williams?
Yes, yeah, Slagle, owner of the Rockin' W, your boss.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's right, Granger. He likes cash. And yeah, so do I.
Slagle, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you dealing with me in preference to any other buyer. I've been very anxious. Very.
Hold on there! You, Granger, wake up!
Hey, what the... Burley, it's that gent from the cafe. He's got Kincaid with him.
Button your lip, Denver. We can handle this.
Granger, you ain't bought the Rockin' W cattle yet, have you?
Why, no. But what business is it of yours?
Man, it so happens these hombres are trying to cheat you. Those cattle are stolen. Ain't that so, Kincaid?
Mr. Granger, I'm trail boss of the Rockin' W. If you want to buy those cattle, you buy them from me.
Huh? You? I'm afraid I don't understand.
Kincaid's my name. This Slagle hombre jumped us, him and his hired hand.
Jumped you? Where?
I'm telling you, on the trail. While we was kept prisoner, he brought the herd in. Now they're in cahoots to grab off the safe.
I don't understand this. Slagle, I thought you represented the Rocking W.
Granger, just a minute, Slagle. Let me handle this. Granger, you trust me, don't you?
Why, of course, Burley.
And I suggest you ask this Kincaid gent for proof.
Proof? Proof of what?
That you represent the Rockin' W.
What are you talking about?
Now, young man. Burley's right. Can you prove what you say?
I don't have to prove it. It's true.
There, you see, Granger. A bare-faced attempt to swindle the real representative of the Rockin' W out of $4,000 in cash. A confidence game, Granger.
Sure, that's right, Granger. Why, you and me met 2 weeks ago. You knew I was foreman of the Rockin' W way back then.
Yes, of course. Burley introduced us. As for you, young man, clear out. Clear out or I'll have the law on.
Boy, you maverick greenhorn, I'm going to mind
no,
you.
No, Packy, no gunplay. It's no use. Nobody in this town knows me. It's our word against theirs.
And it won't stand up, young man. No, sir. Slagle brought those cattle in just like he said he would. And I'm going to pay him. I've got gold double eagles here, Slagle. Let me see now. You said 4,000.
What
in the name of... An arrow. A gold arrow. Knocked my money bag right out of my hand.
Hold steady, Fury. Slagle, Burley, don't move any of you.
That's straight, Arrow. We're right glad you showed up. But it won't do a particle of good.
That's right, Red Man. This stubborn idiot won't believe me without proof. I don't have any proof.
Kincaid, I brought the proof with me.
Eh? What's that? What are you talking about, Red Man? Proof that Kincaid represents the Rocking W?
Here, read this.
A letter.
Yes, Burley. Hey. Fury and I rode many miles to bring it here. A letter from Williams, the owner of the Rocking W. Read it, Granger.
Why? According to this, Kincaid is the foreman. It gives him complete authority to sell. And it's signed Williams.
Why, that's a forgery. Anybody can write a letter.
Williams wrote that letter, Burley.
But.
The people in this town may not know Kincaid, but they know Williams.
Well.
And they have seen his signature many times.
Burley, Denver, we're licked. Go for your gun.
No, you do not. Packy!
No. Don't shoot. All right, Red Man, you got us. We give up. Don't
drop
shoot.
Your guns, all of you.
Yeah, I'll drive.
Kincaid, get the sheriff. And once these men are in jail, you can sell the Rocking W cattle and take the cash back where it belongs, to Williams and to nobody else.
Red Man, I sure for certain will. I don't know who'll be more grateful, me or old man Williams. Yeah, I should have known. It takes more than a bunch of slick crooks to beat out Straight Arrow.
All set, everybody? Here's the full story on how to get Straight Arrow's Golden Arrow Clasp for your very own. Made of gleaming gold-plated metal, it's a real smart tie clasp, belt ornament, or money clip for you boys and men. Girls and women can wear it as a dress clip and a barat or a hat and purse ornament. How about getting one for every member of the family? Just send one Nabisco shredded wheat box top for each clip. And 15 cents in coin, no stamps, please, to Nabisco Shredded Wheat, Box 70, New York, 46, New York. Right now, for this handsome clip styled like Straight Arrow's Golden Arrow, just one box top plus 15 cents in coin with your name and address to Nabisco Shredded Wheat, Box 70, New York, 46, New York. The Straight Arrow clasp offer is good only in the United States. Thrilling adventures of the Old West. Ride with Straight Arrow. And remember, Nabisco, Nabisco is the name to know. For a breakfast you can't beat, eat Nabisco shredded wheat. Listen again next week, same time, same station, for another adventure with Straight Arrow. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.